Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew James. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew James.
Welcome to Conversations with Spirit. I am your host, Matthew James, here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm a clairvoyant and medium and have been for a number of years. It's currently about 3 minutes past six here in the morning in a very, very cold Canberra in the ACT in Australia. As everybody knows who listens to this show goes out actually two shows a week. We've got this morning show. We also have an evening show, which is slightly different to this particular show. This show, we are encouraging you, the listeners, to call in and have a live reading with either myself or my distinguished guests that come onto the show. Now, if you want to find out more about myself, then I suggest you go over to my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I am available for distance readings, for Skype readings, for phone readings, for absent readings, for video readings. I do also do live gallery readings. I do live shows, stand-up shows, as does my guest who is going to be coming on the show very shortly. I'm just... I'm just suffering a little bit with a bit of a sore mouth and a sore throat. So I'll make my apologies for any problems I have with any speech during the show. It has been a little bit sore. I'm going to introduce my distinguished guest, my very, very distinguished guest. He is obviously very well known to a lot of the listeners who are currently listening to this show. He is the founder of Mike Spirit FM. He is the people's psychic. It is my good friend and fellow medium and psychic, and that is Mike Davis. Are you there, Mike? Hello, Mike. Are you there? Okay. So Mike hasn't actually made himself available for the show at this moment. So,
Oh, you were there.
Hello, Mike. You scared me then.
Do you like this a little bit, Matthew?
Sorry, Mike. You scared me just a little bit.
Well, you know, I like to keep you on your toes, see, Matthew.
No problem, Mike. How have you been, Mike? It's been a while since you've been on one of the shows.
Well, Matthew, I don't mean to gloat, but, you know, I know I was reading on Facebook last night before I went to bed after my show, and I managed to read a post saying it's minus 1 degree in Australia. But I've come home from work today, Matthew, in blistering 25 degrees heat. And brown and burnt, you know, which is glorious, to be honest. I don't mean to gloat, Matthew, I really don't.
It's all right. You're getting revenge on me, Mike, because if you remember one of the last times you were on, I was gloating that it was 40-odd degrees here with the summer.
This is true. But the tables have turned now, Matthew.
That is correct. And here's me with a jumper and a T-shirt and a jacket on, and I'm sitting in our family room, and it's probably about minus one, minus two, as you say.
Well, I'm sat here in Studio One, as you know. With a very short-sleeved, well, actually, it's a vest top, and you know, all the windows are open, and you know, it's hot, and yeah, like a winter's day in Brisbane, I suppose, you know.
So revenge is sweet, then, Mr. Davis.
Well, you know, they say revenge is a dish best served cold, and I suppose, well, on your behalf, it is cold right now, isn't it?
Yeah, that is very correct. What have you been up to these days, Mike? What have you been doing since we last had a chat?
Well, when was the last time we chatted?
On live radio would probably have been probably a good 2 months ago.
Okay, well, within the last 2 months, well, this month actually, you know, I'm in a big magazine, actually the biggest magazine in the UK for spiritual magazines, Take a Break, it's Fate and Fortune. Done a lovely article on me, they have, in all fairness to them, which I was quite looking forward to reading about myself, which I had the pleasure of doing there just two and a half weeks ago, maybe now.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's a busy time.
Which is always good. So you are still setting the mortar and putting the bricks on and doing the courses and building walls then, as well as your
yes, building houses. But the only difference is, Matthew, obviously in this heat, it's not so much, you know, getting the courses up. You know, it's maybe get two courses on and you know, joint it up, and because it, you know, it goes off too quick in this wonderful weather we're having.
Wonderful weather. I don't know. I suppose I opened myself up for that, Mike, when last time you were on. I don't know. It's cold here.
But, you know, tables have turned, you know, and that's fine.
That's true. What are we going to sort of talk about just briefly, Mike, before we go into a bit of a music break and then we take some live calls? What do you reckon the theme should be? What do you reckon we should natter about just briefly?
Well, I think that maybe we should, because obviously, you know, the two of us have been on this network before, obviously with it being Mike Spirit FM. And Matthew James is, you know, a wonderful host on Mike Spirit FM, along with myself. So I think maybe we should ask people in the chat room what questions that they would want to ask. Not, you know, of a reading questions, but what would they like to know about us as people, as mediums? What would they like to know about Mike and Matthew.
Yeah, I'm just putting that into the chat room now to ask about us. We do have people in the chat room, and I'm pretty sure that they will comply because they will be listening to us. We have a number of classic songs as well, Mike, that we're going to play tonight. And I've got this format that obviously we have some discussions, we take some live calls. I don't know, last time you were on, Mike, if you're aware that the guest always goes first these days, or the guest always goes first.
One second, Matthew, that's me. I do apologize.
That is okay. This is a live show, everybody, and we do untoward things.
Pause this again, I think.
No problem. We had some gremlins on the last show, Mike. The show that I actually put out, which goes out on a Australian Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock our time. For the first 5 minutes, my microphone was on complete mute. All people could hear was applause or music.
All applauding?
Yeah, because we do applaud. Well, on that particular show, I do actually have a live audience. I have an applause button. So I don't know if you've been subjected to that, Mike.
That's new to me, Matthew.
Yeah, it's just on the other show. I mean, we have Nikki Stewart and we have Sharon and we have our spiritual discussions, and we do things a little bit different than this particular show. But yeah, it was on mute button last time round.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes gremlins are good because they keep us on our toes.
That is very correct. It is very correct. I'm just checking the chat room just to see if we have anything of worthiness to actually bring up. We have a call here. Can you talk about spiritual relationships between parent and child and the concept of soulmate? Now, we did discuss this on our other show. I had a good friend of mine, Shane, from here in Canberra, who is a bit of an expert on twin flames. What's your concept of soulmates, Mike?
Well, my concept of soulmates is, you know, I believe that we are born in this life in part of a group soul. And then once we find our soulmates, that then we become, that we won't come back to this earth again. So mine may be a little bit different to yours, Marty, but I find that, you know, where our population goes up and down, and I believe it's because that our soulmate, that we, if we haven't found our soulmate, we come back to this life. But when we eventually don't come back to this life, that's when we find our soulmate and we go back to our group of souls.
It is an interesting subject, isn't it? Because everybody's concept of soulmates is a little bit different. I mean, my concept of soulmates probably doesn't differ from yours that much, where a best mate in a previous life can be a soulmate this time around. It's technically anybody that you've had a close association with in previous lives that you catch up with this time around. That's my particular concept of a soulmate anyway.
Yeah. You know, I'm just looking in the chat room myself, and you know, there is one of Spirit Whisper saying, "Why are the energies so negative, and people are being pushed?" I think it means pushed. I think. So, what would you say about that, Matthew?
That one for Spirit Whisperer, I would explain that as a little bit like the cleansing process that is actually going on at the moment. I did a Kabbalah pathworking workshop this weekend, and we were very much experiencing the positives and the negatives, where it's all about balance, it's all about harmony, and in order to understand joy, unfortunately, you've got to taste sorrow. It's the old saying that how can you know what's funny if you don't know what's sad? And yeah. My understanding at the moment is there is very much that process actually going on, and I think we're just going through a phase at the minute where energies are being particularly negative.
Yeah, well, you know, Spirit Whisper has come back in with the word out, and I think what he means is being why are people being pushed out? So, you know, to answer that question, which I think is what you've just done, is to talk about the energies are changing. But also, Matthew, don't you feel it's about people? Egos maybe get in the way and think, you know, I can maybe do something better. And, you know, egotistical people maybe feel when they can do things better that they just feel as if they can just do whatever they feel fit.
I completely agree with you, Mike, because I think ego is the big problem. I think that in anything spiritual and anything that's in an evolvement process, ego will always first stand in the way. And I always believe that ego is the first test, the most important test, and it's the constant test, because ego is always going to be there. And I totally agree with you that there will be people who will be watching what other people do, seeing what other people do, and their ego will almost certainly think they can do it better.
You know, and I feel, you know, sometimes it's easier. You know, and I find in my life, Matthew, you know, when this comes on, and believe you me, it's happened that many times, that somebody may have a bigger ego. You know, I find it's easy just to sit back and let them carry on and let it, you know, then it either fizzles out very fast or it's just meant to be, you know. And, you know, we're not meant to be in each other's shadow for forever. Far from the words, you know. It's my way of thinking. We're here to help. We're here to be of a service to the spirit world and to the people that comes in to this movement. And when you find someone that likes to fly solo, if you like, for want of a better word, then they fly solo for a reason. And that reason either being that it's time for them to move on, to do things themselves, or they think that they can do a better job than yourself. And when it becomes they can do a better job than yourself, then it becomes egotistical. But when something becomes very popular, then it is for someone to simply just move on, and it's a development stage. So, you know, sometimes to answer Spirit Whisper's question again is, you know, when they're being pushed out, depending on which way that you say in pushed out, is it because they're pushed, or is it because that they feel that they just need to move on to different things?
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, I was sort of formulating a reply while she was speaking there, Mike. And what the conclusion I was coming to was, we're all supposed to actually learn from each other. So there's technically this little scenario where if somebody is copying from you, or somebody is trying to do a replica of what you're doing, in a way, that's a form of teaching, because perhaps they wouldn't have done that before they'd observe you doing it. And maybe they're going to go on and maybe present it in a better way that you can actually learn from. Or, I mean, it's going to be a sink or swim scenario. They're going to have their solo wings. They're either going to be like Icarus and they're going to fly towards the sun too soon and they're going to burn out. Or they are basically going to evolve and evolve and evolve. And they were obviously meant to be on that particular path. So I think it's a big group soul effort.
Well, it's definitely, you know, and you know, I say my famous words are, there's room for everyone. And, you know, when we can realize that there is room for everyone, it's time then for us to kind of move on into the right direction that we're meant to go in. And, you know, again, you know, what Spirit Whisperer is saying are the ones with egos themselves being pushed out, and the ones are not. Are they being tested? I doubt in anything. You know, it's more to the point that I feel, you know, if we are moving on to a different direction, then all they're simply doing is moving on or moving up a level themselves. So maybe they're not being pushed out. Maybe they're being pushed to a different direction by the spirit world. And we may take it as that they're being egotistical. So, you know, it's a very fine borderline that you're traveling, very fine borderline that you're embarkable on there, really. But, you know, I know who Spirit Whisperer is. I know Spirit Whisperer very well. And I think the one that he is talking about, I think it's more to the point that they are pushing themselves to a different direction, maybe without direction from the spirit world. Because, you know, when it becomes I am, that's when the spirit kind of says, "Ayo, it's time to step back with this
that
one."
That is correct. It's all about what an old male mentor, who I keep trying to get on the show, but she's never quite well enough, Paula. It's all about the plastic tea service, as she puts it. Spirit will sort of admire the keen little traveler who first steps onto the spiritual path, and will give them like the plastic tea service. They will give them part of their ability to see how they cope with it. But if, like you say, Mike, it suddenly becomes the I am. It's all about them, and they forget the reason why they're doing the particular thing in this field that they're doing, then they're never going to get past the plastic tea service set case. They're always going to be on that bottom rung until spirit go, that person's learnt, that one's learnt the test of the ego, that one now is ready to move to the next level. They will then get like the China tea service. That's exactly how Paula used to put it.
You know, and I very often think of this, and it's just a question that was asked to me the other day, simply about why does spirit use people that's maybe working on a negative vibration or an energy that's maybe not as pure as somebody else's? You know, I think of this and going back to my mentor, if you like. I remember my mentor saying to me, "Michael, the spirit world will use any channel, but at what level? And it's up to us to create the level that we are content with, you know." And if you go back through the history of spiritism, through the Fox sisters, the Helen Duncans, and all the great pioneers that's passed before us, you know, they pushed the barriers to where it is now. It's up to us to push those barriers even further. So, you know, I always think we can always develop more. And I particularly look upon that as myself. I want to develop more. I want to work harder. I want to do more. I want to be the best I can, not for me, but for the spirit world. You know, and I always question myself and think, you know, why am I doing this? And it's simple. The reason why I do this 21 years later, I'm still doing it for the same reasons why I was 21 years ago, is to help that person, that recipient that is in front of me, sat the other side of the room to me, or the one that sat on the other end of the radio listening to what I have to connect, or what I have to say, then, should I say, as I'm connecting to the spirit world. It's all about that person, that connection. That's the reason why I do it, and that's the reason why I did it 21 years ago.
You've summed that up absolutely perfectly, Mike. I mean, I mutually agree with you there. That's the reason why I do what I do. It's not so much for myself. I get a lot of pleasure out of the work that I do, but it's more for the recipient of the information, and it's more for the person who needs that telephone connection with the spirit world. So yeah, I completely agree with you.
You know, and to me, it's all about the evidence, most certainly. You know, and it just takes me back to Sunday. Now, just before my show on Sunday, as you know, I've got Kerry here in Studio One, and Kerry is capable and more than capable, and has done it many times. Have held the fort for me whilst I was, you know, absent, shall we say, not absent because couldn't come on, I didn't want to come on, but I was working in the local spiritualist church this Sunday. And it just takes me to the question that the message that I was given, the last message, and actually I was late because I had to give this message, and this gentleman that came through from the spirit world said to me, "You Dago, it's taken me a long time to get to my daughter. I need to speak to my daughter." And I said, "So, well, what have you got to say to your daughter? Because I need to go. I've got a show to do and everything else." And he came through with some wonderful evidence, and her mum come through. And I said, "You know, come on, guys, we need to speed up. We need to go." And she said, "Well, just tell her about my ring." And I said, "Do you have your mum's ring?" And she started laughing. I said, "You've got her back now then, have you?" Because that's what she told me. And her sister was sat next to her, and the two of them was laughing. And they said, "Yeah, we share mum's ring. It's not mine. It's not hers. But we share it." And I says to her, "Well, Mum says she wants it back." And she's just started burst out in tears because she said to me, "That's something my mum would always say."
Hmm.
You know, It's all about the evidence, Matthew, isn't it?
That is correct. It is all about the evidence, Mike. What we're going to do, Mike, we're going to hopefully provide some evidence for some of our callers very shortly. So what I'm suggesting is that we take a bit of a music break, probably of about just a little bit over 4 minutes. We can then get ourselves centered and get ourselves all ready and then start taking some live calls.
Perfect.
So we will be back in probably about just a little bit over 4 minutes. And here is an old KISS classic, which I'm sure everybody is familiar with. Hello and welcome back to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I am your host, Matthew James. I am a medium and clairvoyant. And my guest in the guest seat is a very distinguished guest, a very good friend of mine. He is the people's psychic, the founder of Mike Spirit FM, Mike Davis. I'm just reading in the chat room, Mike, about young Kerry being nice and burnt in the sun. And she's trying to make me feel jealous.
I can assure you, you know, I've been rubbing suntan after sun into Kerry, and particularly into her legs because they are, beetroot colour.
Ah.
But, you know, I know that, what you were just saying just now, you know, the founder of Microworld FM, but, you know, as lots of people who listen to the show know that actually I am only one part of founder of Microworld FM. There is another part to this, and I know that you know a great friend of mine, Gwency Jones, and do you remember Gwency Jones?
I do remember Gwency Jones. Yeah, he found me on Twitter, and I think Gwency was the first person to actually communicate with me and connect me to you, wasn't he, Gwency?
It was. But you know, it was only through Gwency searching and finding you. And you know, Matthew, without any further ado, let me introduce you to someone.
Hi, Matthew, Gwency here.
Hello, Gwency. Great to have you on the show. How are you, Gwency?
I talk to a part-time Australian, I've got to say.
Sorry?
I said it's nice to talk to a part-time Australian.
Part-time Australian. That's correct. I mean, I'm an Australian with an English accent.
Yeah, really great. Lovely. And it'd be nice to catch you when you come over. I'm sure you're going to come over sometime.
Yeah, that is... In the pipeline, that is a plan that we do actually have. We've just got a few little hitches and a few things to just iron out before we finally decide when we're coming over. But we will be coming over, Gwency, and we will be definitely catching up with both you and Mike and organising something.
Okay, that'd be great. I mean, we look forward to it. Because I like Australia, Matthew. It's a fabulous country, isn't it?
It is an awesome country. I mean, we're in a little state completely surrounded by New South Wales. We're in the ACT, the Australian Capital Territory, and in some ways it is very much like the being back in Europe because we very much have the four seasons. We have the summer, we have the spring, we have the winter, we have the autumn more so than a lot of the other states. There is so much European influence here as well. It's a lovely place to be, is Canberra.
Are those guys, the Aboriginal guys, are they still camping out in the outside the Parliament there?
They certainly are. They've got their own tent. They've got their own dignitary there outside the old Parliamentary House. You're correct. It's still there.
Good for them. I think anyway. Good on them.
I totally agree. At the end of the day, this is their land. I mean, it is their land. They've got as much right to this land as we have.
Yeah, I used to go to Queensland quite a bit, mainly to Brisbane, you know, and around there, and it's fantastic. I mean, obviously they don't get the winters so much in Brisbane, but it's still. It's a funny thing because when Mike and Kerry were talking about 21 degrees, I said you can't really make Matthew jealous on that because to that it is like a Brisbane's winter day, 25 degrees, you know.
And that's
that
what I got.
Yeah, that's correct. It's correct, and they actually crave that 21 degrees because there's two or three weeks in the year in Brisbane where the humidity is that high. It's unbelievable. It's unbearable.
I've been that one. Because years ago, when he was still in Fahrenheit, I always remember they used to laugh because the British newspapers used to say, England sizzles in the 70s, you know. Well, they were joking. I mean, the 70s was winter to them.
That's correct.
I've got a friend living in Dubai, you know, and she keeps sending these photographs of the temperature gauge in her car up onto Facebook. And it's 40 degrees, you think, oh, my God. You know?
I can believe it. I worked briefly in Qatar. I was in the Middle East for about 10 months, and there was one particular day. It was 48, it was 49, and it hit 50 degrees.
I know. And it's funny because sometimes you get a dry heat, and it's not too bad, and then you get the humidity kicking in. Like I used to go, I was working on the cruises, you know, we used to travel around South Pacific and stuff from Sydney. And, you know, Fiji would be, the humidity would be, you know, like it would be, you just have to sit still and you just get soaking wet because the humidity was so high, you know.
That's
different type of heat, different type of heat.
That's correct. We get a humidity here in Canberra occasionally, and it is unbearable. Those dry heats are not too bad. I enjoy those dry heats. But interestingly, I will actually be in Brisbane in July, and I will actually be driving to Brisbane because I've got a party booking and possibly a workshop and a show in Brisbane. But I think it's about a 14 hour drive, and to most Australians, 14 hours is a long time, but it's just a lot cheaper than actually flying because the cost of flights over here is ridiculous.
They've gone high now. It used to be quite reasonable. Virgin Blue or whatever it was called. When I was over there, we used to do community work, and I used to work in schools doing music. And I would never think in this country, in Britain, of driving 3 hours to do a job. And in Australia, it was nothing. It was normal. You know, we would drive.
That's correct.
People drive 2 hours to go and see a film. I can't believe it. You know?
Yeah, that's correct. Well, you've got Canberrians who, because we've got North and South Canberra, and it's probably about 35 minutes from North to South, and so many people in the North have not been in the South, and they quibble about a 35-minute drive. It's quite funny, but I mean, we regularly drive to Melbourne, and that's about an 8-hour drive because I'm regularly doing shows there, and I mean, this weekend. Coming, I'm doing a Mind, Body and Spirit festival there for 3 days, and I've got a party booking, but we're actually driving. We think nothing of these drives.
Oh, no, true enough. There was a great program on British television last night on the BBC, and this guy, he's going around Australia, and he was going across is it the Liverpool Plains or which is where most of the farming
I'm not totally familiar with all the landmarks yet, Quincy, even though I've been here since about 2008, I'm still finding my feet where everything is.
It's a vast country, and it's a beautiful country, you know. It's fantastic, you know, really. I love it. And it's interesting, the earlier conversation you were having with Mike about, you know, the ego and getting in the way of spirit and things like that. And I think that happens in any... In any organization, you know, of like-minded people, and a community doesn't have to be a community by area. It's a community by interest. And so if I'm part of the music community is worldwide. And and I think sometimes you're bound to get some people who would be, you know, a little egotistical, and it just might be over like a power thing, you know, and it gets in the way of really what they're there for in the first place, I think. Do you think that?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not just the psychic industry. I think most industries, most areas where there is potential competition and where there is potential clashing of egos, you're going to get it. I mean, I know people in the music industry. It's just as bad there. And I think it's a collective thing. I think it's all about the group soul mind and trying to all mix and merge and all blend. And there is so much diversity in the human spirit that we're not all going to get on like a house on fire from day one, are we?
Well, and not even, you know, and I mean, the show the love and all that stuff, but still, ego, you know, you do, obviously human nature then is that thing. There's a joke in the music industry, but it's equally applicable to the psychic industry, you know, like how many psychics does it take to change a light bulb? The answer is 5, 1 to do it, the other 4 to say I could have done that better.
That is very correct.
It doesn't matter if you're in a gliding club, a fishing club. You know, you can't get 20 people sort of thing in a club and all agree about everything all the time.
That is correct. It's correct. And I think it's part of the collective effort. I think it's part of the collective reason why we're here as human beings, to work on this ego issue, to actually try and get the harmony on this planet. But then again, do we want to all be agreeing with each other? Do we want to all have the same views and do the same thing as each other?
The end of life as we know it. Totally boring, wouldn't it?
It would be totally boring. I mean, every now and again, it's good to be pushed and shoved by an ego, because it does actually help help you learn as well. It does actually make you question yourself, because after all, it is a reflection of yourself.
Yes. The other thing about it, I mean, it's like it's very difficult because everybody obviously wants the same thing, but it's just a matter of how they can help other people to find it and how they can find it themselves. Everybody got their own path. And sometimes if you leave yourself in the hands of fate, you get a bit of a kick in, and sometimes you get a big boost. So you've got to do it. You've got to let go of your own ego in a way, and let yourself be ruled by fate or kismet or whatever people want to call it. You know,
that is correct. Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I know it's quite painful to be on the receiving end of. Say the spells cast, for want of a better word, by those with ego who think they can do it better than you, because they do go out and they do tend to blacken your name to a certain degree just to get people more interested in them. They do tend to undercut you. They do tend to do a few of those negative things. But the lesson in all of it is when you are actually under an ego attack, is just to remain cool, calm and collected and just ride it like a storm. Just look at yourself and see what you can actually learn from the experience.
I was given a piece of advice years ago, actually, when I was working on a ship in Australia by an old piano player who'd been there years and years, you know. And he said, when you get into a little bit of an argument or trouble with anybody, he said, I'm going to tell you something now. He said, it's going to put you right for the rest of your life. And I thought, ooh, this is a bit profound. And he said, when people give you a bit of a negative, I just say to them, well, what can I say? And he said, they can't argue with you. They can't argue with you anymore. The minute you say, what can I say? You're always defeating them by being, you know, nice about it. You know, they want you to be a little bit confrontational. And you just say, what can I say?
You know, and the other classic one, Gwynsey, is to say whatever. That seems to work as well. Just go whatever.
But mind you, that is, again in itself, I think, a little bit confrontational, because usually in this country now, all the youngsters got this going on. And when they say whatever, they usually put their hand up and say, talk to the hand. You know, it's sort of confrontational. And that makes it worse in a way. You know, sometimes you just accept them. Well, the Japanese got a saying, and it's accept, accept, accept.
Yeah.
And that deflates the other people's arguments and egos, you know. Because if they want to be like that, let them be like that. It's very difficult sometimes to do that, because you do rise to the bait sometimes, and sometimes you have to take a deep breath before you. I'm the same as Mike all the time, you know. He just keeps on to me all the time. I just say,
yeah,
accept, you know.
Yeah.
But it's great, isn't it? And I'll give you one other, before I go, because Mike will give me the evil eye now, before I go, because you got that ego thing going on, before I go...
Ego?
Ego.
You know, the Transylvanian manservant.
That's
no,
the
last night I was watching Columbo. Do you remember Columbo?
I do remember Columbo.
And it was about a psychic guy and a magician. And the magician gets murdered. And the psychic guy seems to be getting the blame for this because he's a bit jealous of the musician. You know, I mean, it was really interesting because it was interesting to watch, because watching Mike work all the time, you know, is no similarity whatsoever with any ego or anybody like that. You know, he's what I call a down-to-earth psychic, really. And, you know, he's very, very grounded. And I've never, even under a little bit of pressure where, maybe the people are going, I don't know that, I don't know that evidence, I don't know that, I don't know. He never, ever falls for that and tries to, you know, big himself up. And he just says, well, look, you know, when you go home, do a bit of research in the family, and I think you'll find that what I've said is right, because, you know, he's been given good advice by spirit, you know. So. But he's got the grace to realize that, you know, they might not get it straight away, you know. Somebody who's come through might be second generation of family who the person doesn't know, but the information coming through is always right.
That's right, Gwynsey. That's the thing, and particularly for any listeners who are going to be getting some readings from us, if you can't take the information straight away, what I tend to ask people is don't be totally dismissive of it. Just remain a little bit open-minded. Put it to the back of your mind. And if that information is meant to be found, it will be found. And after all, we are only human, and we are trying to convert information that's coming from another plane that at times is difficult to actually pick up.
Yeah, I think that's quite correct. And I mean, as I say with Mike, I can only speak mostly with Mike. I've seen other mediums work, but on a regular basis, you know, he got a lot of grace about what he does when he goes and does the live demo. You know, he never says to anybody, you know, you were wrong. He just says to them, look, go and have a check with the family history and talk to somebody who might know a little bit more about that person I'm talking to. And it always works out right in the end. And he, you know, when we did a television sort of a pilot show, and on there we had a local celebrity who was a local Welsh celebrity, and at the end of that show the guy turned to Mike, he said, Mike, he said, I gotta say, before we finish the show, what you said was perfectly correct, because he'd taken another 15 minutes, you know, to realize who Mike was talking to. And then he realized, oh yeah, that's right, I do know that person, it was my grandfather's brother, you know, which is not somebody most people I think would maybe not know, a second generation part of the family's brother or sister, you know?
Correct.
They don't know. It's just because it's only when they've either recently passed or somebody quite, you know, first generation or a sibling that they would know immediately who that was, you know? But sometimes when it goes back two generations, they don't know the person who you're talking to, you know?
So that's correct. That's correct. Now, Gwyncy, I'm going to. Is Mike in the vicinity? Because we might actually start taking some calls. It's been fantastic talking to you, Gwyncy. And I would like you back on the show in the near future, where we can maybe continue our conversations.
Yeah, I think so. And we could talk a bit of music, perhaps, because your music choices, I have to say, are quite rocky.
Well, that's the intention. What I tend to do, Gwyncy, is put my my personal favourites and things and songs that I've grown up with to give people an idea of the vibrations and everything that is basically me. So what I think I might actually do is put a bit of a downbeat song, a bit of a ballad on.
Okay.
And then we will come back, and we'll me and Mike will take some calls. And the first caller will be area code 831, who has been holding on for quite a while. So thank you so much, Gwyncy, for coming on to the show.
Matthew, but I'll look forward to seeing you again and talking to you. And especially
definitely. So here is an old classic. We will go into a bit of a break for about 4.5 minutes. Me and Mike will then start taking some calls. We'll be back shortly. Hello and welcome back to Conversations with Spirit. I'm here on Mike Spirit FM. It's just about 8 minutes before 7 a.m. here in Canberra, and we have actually got first light, so I can actually see outside the window now. Now, Mike, are you all primed and ready to take the first call?
Well, I don't know about primed, Matthew. I'm all red and ready to go.
Red. Is that a hint again, Mr. Davis, about it's being hot and warm and sunny?
Sorry, Matthew, but, you know, we are still at the moment around 18 degrees, you know, at the moment, and it's like 5 to 10 of the evening here, so, yeah, it's hot.
That's okay. I've still got my three layers on. don't worry about me. I will be fine. Enough of that. Let's go into our first call. Somebody who's been waiting for nearly an hour now. Unbelievable. Their show's been going for nearly an hour. Unbelievable. It's gone really quickly. Anyway, area code 831. Hello,
hi,
area code
831. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Sure. My name is Danielle and I'm calling for from California.
Hi, Danielle, and you're going to tell me as well. You're nice and warm as well, aren't you? Go on, rub it in.
It's warm today. Yes, it is.
Okay. What's your question for me and Mike today, Danielle?
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I guess I'm going through a lot of transitions with work and moving, and just curious if what you might see for me.
Okay, I will hand you over to the people psychic, Mike, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
Hi, can I just ask you, Danielle, first of all, are you listening to us live on air as well as talking to us on the phone?
I'm actually listening to you on via phone.
Okay, because we're getting lots of echo and feedback at the moment.
Oh, no, okay.
Okay, we can work through it, but I know it's because maybe there's a device on that's distant to us and everything. Don't worry, technical issue. Your question was,
I guess a general, I guess, what if you see anything coming up in the next month or two with moving and jobs. I know I'll be eventually moving soon, and just curious of what you see.
Okay, well, my forte is to link to the spirit world. And if that's okay, I'll do that for you and see what the spirit world has to say. Is that okay?
Please, thank you.
Okay, because I know I'm aware instantly of a lady that joins us from the spirit world. I know that she will be a lady that I feel that's quite slight of her build. She wasn't very big of her build. I believe that when she was here with us, that she passed... I believe it was like... She suffered for quite some time, I want to say, before she passed. Because I know that one thing she suffered. Her passing was kind of long, drawn-out kind of a pattern before she went into the spirit world. Do you understand who she is?
I think so. This might be my grandmother, but she didn't tell us for a while that she was very sick. We found out she kept it a secret, so it might be her.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying if this is your grandmother, that she makes me aware that her chest has given her lots of trouble? I believe that we would have found out she was ill because... it's like I want to start coughing, and I believe this is how she would have been towards the end of her life, that I want to start coughing, I want to start going downhill, I want to start sitting down more. I believe that's the way she would have been before she passed. Does that fit with your grandmother there?
I think so, yes.
Okay, perfect, because I know that your grandmother is coming into the vibration just to say that she's there with you at the moment, and she sees all what's going on. Now, for some reason, I believe I need to say to you that your life is kind of taking a downhill slide of late. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And that is what's concerning you more than anything, isn't it?
Yes.
And your question. If I say to you that you've changed your question from what it was when you first called in, is that right? Change the question that you had?
I guess a little bit of every part of my life right now is a little bit rocky, relationship-wise and work-wise. I guess that's just if am I doing the right thing? Am I with the right person? Am I looking for the right job? I guess it's just a little bit of everything.
You know, I wish I could answer every one of them questions there for you. The right person, right job. You know, all I can tell you is what the spirit will tell me, okay? And what they tell me is that the first things first is that we need to get you back on a level where you feel more comfortable yourself, okay? I believe that there is lots of changes going to come into your life. Changes to do with, like, financial, okay? So, a job. Now, I don't know, but you work in like a caring kind of environment?
I'm sorry?
Do you work in a caring kind of environment, whether it be like a nurse or a caring for people or that kind
I
of
do
line
not.
Of work?
No.
Okay. Now, for some reason, I believe I want to take you to being in a caring kind of environment where I want to take care of things, take care of the people.
Okay.
Okay, because I know that's the way I want you to in your life at the moment. No, I think I know that things will get better for you, but you know, patience is key word to everything. Okay, and I believe the more that you deal with things, that the better will become there for you. Who's the gentleman that would have passed in result of a motorcycle accident?
Oh, I have no idea.
You have no idea. Okay. Well, this gentleman just comes into the vibration here. I know that he comes, and I know that I want to say he was involved in a motorcycle accident. I believe I want to say that I went over the top of the bicycle, the motorbike. I know this is how I would have passed on. He tells me go back in your life a little while. So I want to go back in your life to where either you were a lot younger than what you are now, or maybe this would be like on a friendship level. Okay, do you understand him now?
No, no, not that I know of.
because he's coming to the vibration and it's like, and he just makes you wear this motorcycle, and I believe this is how he would have passed. But he tells me that it was, you know, it was that quick, and the spirit was that quick. And I believe the reason why he come is to say that your life has turned around that quick for you, isn't it? That it's been like in a blink of an eye. And one day it's gone perfectly well, to the next day it's gone downhill quite dramatically. Do you understand that?
Right. Yes.
Perfect. See, because, you know, he's there with you, and he's the one that makes you aware of that. And I believe it's like, not that we can put motorcycles in reverse, but I want to reverse things and say that, you know, it can turn around back the way that you need to be very quickly, okay? Now, I know I'm going to let Matthew carry on, but that's the last thing. Thank you very much for allowing me to work with you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hi, Danielle. What I've actually been receiving whilst Mike was giving you his message was, I do feel I've got a grandmother as well. Do you know if your grandmother had a particularly bad headache on the left-hand side, or she was blighted with headaches? Because I've got this feeling of a really bad headache here.
I don't know. She kept a lot of things away from the family. I think of her pain and everything. We later found that out through an aunt who knew everything was happening, and we had no idea.
Okay, and as we're speaking, she's given me an emphasis of a sickness or something that was actually going through her esophagus and going up through that area as well. But all I understand that this lady is trying to do is you've got to remain focused, and it's really important that you concentrate. There is this feeling, and I don't know if you're going to agree to this, that you do at times get a little bit fickle, or you run out of enthusiasm for particular ideas.
Right.
Now, my understanding is that the relationship that you've got is on track, but it's in her words, it is heading for some choppy seas. It is heading for a confrontation, but it's more over the normal things like where we're going to live and what car and all the disagreements, all the healthy disagreements that a couple would have.
Okay, good.
But it is heading for those choppy seas because, without being too judgmental, there is one quite stubborn person in the couple that you make up with your partner. There is somebody who's a little bit stubborn at times.
Right.
And she is being very tactful because she seems to be pointing the finger at you sometimes. That is it you that sticks your feet into the ground and wants your own way a little bit? And she's only saying it, she's not saying it to criticise, she's saying it to actually being admiring because you stand your ground.
I do.
Now, my understanding is this particular job that you have departed or are departing, did you have particularly second thoughts about making that choice?
Well, I'm departing because my spouse eventually will have to move for his job. So I was taken out of my career, and then now I'm working odd jobs, and I'm not sure
right,
where
so
to go.
Right, so that's why you had the I understand that's why you had the misgivings to actually do that.
Right.
Because I mean, it was being acknowledged to me that really you didn't want to do that, and at times you probably have regretted that decision. But what I have to say is just as a finale to your reading, Danielle, you guys are going to talk more.
Okay, good.
You've got to be a lot more open between each other.
Okay.
In order for this relationship to actually work. And I've got a feeling that it will work. It just requires a little bit of work.
Right. Okay.
Okay, Danielle, we will leave you there today. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
It's a pleasure, Danielle.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. You still there, Mike, or is your sunburn causing you a lot of problems?
Well, it's caused me a little bit of pain, Matthew, but no, I wouldn't desert you.
That's okay. Well, do you want to take another call? Shall we take another call? I think we'll take another call. Okay. So area code 210, what's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Hi, and what's your first name, please?
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. And what's your question for us today?
I am curious as to what you see from my husband's business for, for the summer and then for the fall for this next year.
Right, Cheryl, I will hand you to Mike. Mike, have you got something for Cheryl? Can you assist here?
Without a doubt, yeah. But Cheryl, I didn't quite catch your question. I do apologize.
So I want to know how do you see my husband's business prospering this year?
Okay, Cheryl, well, my forte is to link to the spirit world and bring you evidence of that. If I may do that for you, we'll see what happens and see what they have to say about that. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Now, Cheryl, would you understand of a lady that I believe that could be like your mum for me, please, that's in the spirit world? And I believe that this lady makes me aware when she passed that it was very sudden with her, even though that she suffered for a little while, but it was very sudden when she passed on to the spirit world. I know that she makes me aware that there was lots of care that was taken for her, because she makes me aware of the care that was given to her in this life before she passes there. And she says to me here about that there was lots of people around her, and there would have been people with her when she passed on from this life into the spirit world there, Cheryl. Do you understand of who I have here with me?
Would that be my mother's mother, my grandmother?
Yep, it is. If that's the way that your grandmother passed, then yes, then that's who this comes through. Would I be right in saying to you that she's quite... Okay, and she was quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. But she lost a little bit of weight, didn't she, before she passed, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's your grandmother that I have that comes through here from the spirit world. And, you know, I'm asking your grandmother that same question of, is your husband's business going to flourish, you said, wasn't it?
Yes.
And, you know, what she comes back to say to me is that your husband has worked very hard to try and build this thing up from nothing. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And it's been a few years now. He's worked a few years at it. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And what I'd be right in saying to you that it's taken over, but it's never really gone as big as he or you ever imagined. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
See, because I'm being told that it's never got as big as we imagined. And by now, we thought it would be a very big business, a big enterprise, if you like, for want of a better word. And I know I want to say to you that the intention is there, the idea is perfect, and I don't know if it is a product, but the product is perfect too. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
You know, the words that she keeps putting into my mind to say that to you is that, there's a great song about saying, I'm not lost, I'm just undiscovered. And I believe that's what I want to say that you to do with your husband's business. It's not that it's not good enough, just maybe a little undiscovered right now. But I believe within the fullness of time that it will be discovered. And yes, it will flourish. And yes, it will come right there for you, okay? Because I know that we've struggled, strived and worked as hard as we can to get through the difficulty times that it's come along with it. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Then be more patient, okay? Be a little bit more patient, because the more patient that you're going to be with this, the better it will become there for you at the end of when it's meant to, sorry, when it comes right, the better it will be there for you, okay? Now, there's certainly a name of William that comes into the communication. Do you understand who William is?
My dad, I'd understand William, but my dad went by Bill. My dad, his name, he at one point in his life, he had William on a, you know, they used to tease him, but he's really Bill.
Okay. And your dad, is he in the spirit world as well now?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that I've got this gentleman that comes through. And would I be right in saying to you that your dad was a very much of a jokey kind of a laughing kind of a man? Would he enjoy a good laugh and a joke of when he was here with us?
Yes, that was my you know, his father was named Willie. That'd be closer to William.
Okay, and was that the way that his dad was?
I think the jokester was my grandfather.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, because I know that's what the energy I have. I've got a very much of a jokester kind of a man that likes to play pranks every now and again and would always laugh at the silliest of things, okay? And he says to me that the reason why he had done these things, it's because, you know, he just wants to bring up liftment. He wants to put a smile on people's faces. And I believe that he comes around your vibration at the moment just to put that smile back up on your face, okay? There's something to do about, you know, I know that, see, I'm not really sure of how Americans work when they fall and everything else, but I know that the fall starts maybe September, October time, doesn't it?
Yes.
I'm being told about the fall. Be ready for the fall. Whatever that means, I don't know. So whether that's to do with your husband's business, but let's get ready for the fall. Do you understand why I would say that, babe?
No, I don't understand.
And let's take it towards your husband's business. Let's get ready for the fall, because I know it's time that it progressed on, and I believe this is what I want to bring into your life. So let me hand you back over to the wonderful Matthew James, and I say thank you for allowing me to work with you.
Thank you so much for reading it.
Hi, Cheryl. I got a definite father figure. I definitely got a dad before. Would your father have known your husband?
Yes.
Because what's actually being placed in my mind here is there's admiration for the way that your husband sticks it out. It's been start, stop, it's been up, it's been down, it's been reinvented, it's been readapted. He doesn't know defeat your husband. That's the way that it's been emphasized to me. He just keeps going.
Yes, he's stubborn like that.
And my understanding is, as far as the business goes, he's in it for the long run. He's neither retiring nor selling the business.
Right. But I don't know that it's as productive as it used to be.
But all I'm aware of is let's acknowledge that, let's say, it's gone through phases. What's his current baby as far as his business is concerned? It seems to me there's products here, or he's utilizing ideas, because I get like start, stop, start, stop. Like he runs with something, it reaches a conclusion, and he starts again with something else. And I think he's currently got a new baby. That's the way that it's been worded to me. It's just the way that it's being shown to me is it runs in fits and starts. It's part of the business, or his idea has an energy. He's enthusiastic about something and he loses enthusiasm, and then he gets his enthusiasm back. And my understanding is at the moment he's definitely in a reflective mood as your husband, like in a way trying to bring something else into the business.
I hope so. Kind of what I'm wondering. I don't really have a vibe on where it is lately, because he does kind of run hot and cold with it.
Right, because I know that energy is being given to me, because we've got a start, we've got a stop, we've got a start, we've got a stop. But he's in it for the long run. He's not about to give this baby up. Would it be your mother-in-law? I've got a mother vibration here. Would that be his mum who's coming in and she's saying he's persistent? I'll give him that.
Yes, and that's kind of. I've wondered why I haven't heard from her. Her name is Connie.
See, the feeling I've got with her is that he's the sort of person that if he's rubbing himself against a brick wall and it draws blood, he'd carry on doing it if it's to his advantage. I don't know what context she's putting that in, but I've just got this feeling of he keeps going. He's a bit abrasive, isn't he?
Yes.
I'm not going to say obnoxious, but some people would think in business would think he is, but he's got a good business head on his shoulders. When he's, let's put it this way, when he's in full bore, when he's in full flow, he can be a bit obnoxious in business. And it's a little bit like you've ridden the canyon or you've ridden the rapids with this guy all the years you've been with him. That's the way it's been emphasized here.
Yes.
So to answer your question, Cheryl, where's the business going to be? I've got to say it is in it for the long run. It's been referred to as a canyon. It's been referred to as like a river a river course where there are wide sections. There's rapid sections. There's slow sections. There's twisting sections. And I'm understanding he's in it for the long run.
Will he prosper?
It depends what you define as prosper. I believe that he, as compared with the macrocosm, with the millionaires and the billionaires out there, he's not going to be in that universe. But as far as being able to sustain and manage and have some sustainability, I understand. Yeah, he will prosper. But he should push himself harder, and he should look more at the bigger picture.
Okay. Does his mother have anything else to say for him?
Just as a conclusion, it's more a scenario of he needs to start looking at himself and his heart is. Is it his heart? Because he was going to say health, but is it his heart?
Probably. He has high cholesterol and high blood pressure and heart problems.
She's trying to emphasize that he needs to be focusing and looking at his heart and his health. And he understands his father had the same conditions. And did his father pass as well?
Yes.
Of those conditions, yeah. So she's making an emphasis that he doesn't want to go on the same tracks as his father then. And she's given me the impression that she used to have to mop his father's brow, and there was obviously an illness and there was temperature and there was mopping the brow, and you really don't want that with your husband. It can be stopped. It can be nipped in the bud if he listens.
He doesn't listen well. That's the problem. I was hoping she would give me some sage advice.
You've got to be as stubborn and as firm as him is the response I get. Okay, I'm going to have to leave it there, Cheryl. Time's getting on and we do have a few other callers, but I'm going to thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you enjoyed the message that both me and Mike gave to you today.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much for your time and your talent.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, you still okay then, Mike?
Yes, doing very well, Matthew.
Right, I am just going to give us a bit of a music break, and then we're going to go in and do another reading, which is going to be area code 862. So we will be back in about 4 minutes. This is another classic song. This is a song by Supertramp, a group that I've not actually played much on the radio. But here is a Supertramp song. We'll be back shortly. Thank you. Okay, you are listening to Conversations with Spirits. I am Matthew James. It is now 25 past 7 in the morning here in Canberra. That was the Logical song by Supertramp. Unfortunately, the Logical song wouldn't work with us mediums, because we need the Illogical song, because what we do so much of the time defies logic. We can't work with a left-hand brain, because if you work with a left-hand brain, you question things too much, don't we, Mike? We've got to be illogical, haven't we?
Well, most definitely, Matthew, you know, because, you know, if you look on a lot from a logical level, it's difficult to work on that level. You have to work, as you say, with the illogical level and allow the spirit to communicate, because it's not something that's, you know, well, it's born within us, it's born within everyone, but, you know, you have to work with the other side of the brain, definitely.
That's right.
Now, for everything that goes wrong in my life, I work with the logical part of my brain.
That's right. I have this short fuse sort of thing, that when I'm actually working with spirit, I can't think, I can't add up, I don't recognize people. And I use it sometimes as an excuse when I can't think straight. I just say, I'm on the wrong side of my brain to be able to work that out for you. And it's true, though, isn't it?
Most definitely. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's a funny experience when you actually, particularly when I've had a long run of readings in a day, and then somebody asks me a question like, what are we having for tea? Or I'm trying to work some numerology out when I'm just doing basic arithmetic. I can't do it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's probably one of my stronger points, the arithmetic. It's everything else that falters on me, I've got to be honest.
Of course, because you've got to do all your own quotes, haven't you?
Of course.
You've got to count the number of bricks and how many kilograms of cement. Yeah, I've forgotten that world. I've not been in that world for ages.
Well, you know, Matthew, I got this one theory now. If I get stuck, I just call Matthew James.
That's very true. And then you dump that joke on about the houses and the service pipe.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not so much a joke, but, you know, it had you going for a long time, didn't it?
It certainly did. I think we should take another call, Mr. Davis. I think we shall take another call.
Before we get stuck into something, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking, because we'll get into one of our rants and waffles, and maybe people are eager to take calls. But one thing I just got to remember, I've got to announce here, Mike, can you take next week's show, or could Kerry take next week's show?
Next week it shouldn't be that much of a problem. I don't think so. Why is that, Matthew?
Because I'm actually going to be on the road. I'll have done a 3-day MBS in Melbourne, and I don't think I'm going to have internet access this time next week.
Okay, then we will certainly sort something out for you one way or another. Most definitely, Matthew. So there's no need for you to worry about that.
Well, at least then we can keep the show going, because I know the option is that we could put a show on from the archives, but I would rather it be a live event in some way, shape or form. Perhaps I could organise a guest and you or Kerry be the host next week.
Most definitely. Well, yeah, or just leave it to us and we can step in and do what we do best, I suppose.
Well, that's very true, and then at least for the listeners, they know that there still is a show next week, but it won't necessarily be me. I mean, it might be me, because if we are in internet access, or I do know we're in internet access, I would let Mike know the night before, and there might still be me, and that might be a little bit of a surprise element for people as well.
You could be a surprise guest on your own show, Matthew.
I could be a surprise guest on my own show. If we've got internet access, I could be Skyped in. Who knows? But anyway, that was just letting people obviously know about next week. I think we'll take another call. I think it's area code 862. And I know 862 is in the chat room, because I've seen area code 862 being mentioned. So here... Here we go. Hello, area code 862. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Therese, and I'm from New Jersey.
Hi, Therese. What's your question, please, for us today?
My question is, I've been getting feelings that there's sudden changes coming on in my life. I used to be very intuitive with myself, but I kind of drifted away from that path. I don't even know why, I just did. But it seems like it's drawing me back, and I was wondering if anyone saw any sudden changes that I should be aware of, or maybe my mind is going crazy. You know, my left brain taking over.
Therese, first thing that I actually got, because I got a connection, and I've definitely got a grandmother here, and I've also got a grandfather with her. I believe I'm over on father's side, and the word I actually got was the reason why your ability went on hold was I believe there was a boyfriend got in the way.
A husband. He doesn't believe in my spirituality. He doesn't. He thinks it's all mumbo jumbo, and you know, not to be taken lightly.
Well, my understanding, the way that she actually told this, obviously he was the boyfriend at the time, and it was when he was the boyfriend that you seemed to deviate away, because you were there to try and please.
Yes.
At that stage, you didn't want to lose him, so you went along with his, and she's using the word, giving me the word paradigm, which means his theories and his way of seeing life. This grandfather, he's sticking his head up from a newspaper almost to say hello. So he was somebody I feel didn't take part in many conversations. He had his head in the newspaper.
You got that right. Yeah, he was, when he spoke, you had to listen, because he didn't really get into conversations much. But if when he did, everyone needed to be quiet and just listen. It was like, that
well,
was
his head's
end, like,
come out of the newspaper, so you just know when he does that, he's about to say something. And he wants to come down on your situation like a ton of bricks and say, why ever did you walk away? You should never have walked away.
Yeah, I shouldn't have. I know. I was young.
You should
and
have used
naive.
Your intuition in your career. If you'd had, in your career path, he's saying, and I'm sorry I'm interrupting, but I know this guy coming in. What he's basically saying is if you'd had your intuition, it would have helped you in your career path.
Yes, because I would have taken different steps. I would have foreseen what was going to happen and been prepared.
So the words are, you haven't actually lost anything. You've just forgotten how to use it, or you've disregarded it, or you've just pressed the off switch. He had bad circulation in his hands, by the way, because I've lost the feeling in my hands.
Oh, yes, he did. He had diabetes, and his hand was amputated.
Ah, okay. So you know the gentleman that I've got, and he's basically saying you've got to be more forceful when it comes to getting your own way now, because your other half's had his own way for so long, but you are still together, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Now, the reason why he suddenly said that is it's almost like he looked up once in your life when you seemed to not be together. Was there ever a short split? Was there any estrangement? Or was there ever any time you had a break from him?
Yes. In 2008, I had to split. I had to do my own thing because I felt smothered and things were just happening and I felt very alone and very unsupported. So I
understand now, like grandfather's head decked up at that point, came up out of the newspaper at that time, and I feel that he's now saying that your other half's had his say and he's had his way. It's time for you to actually shine and glow and have your way. And he's most definitely wanting to slam a pack of cards down on your desk in front of you.
Yes, I could see my grandfather doing that. Mm-hmm.
Now, whether it's playing cards and he just wants to play it, I know it's actually you can read playing cards, can you? Or is it your grandmother that could read playing cards?
I don't know. I'm Italian, so we never really spoke about that. I mean, we knew things to do to get rid of spirits or bad karma or evil eye, but we never spoke about it. You know, just something we did. Does that make sense?
Well, all, Yeah, I'm aware that he is actually talking about cartomancy, which is the art of playing cards. I've seen playing cards, but he's not giving you those to actually play cards like Pontoon or Blackjack. It's a case of, you could do that. There's someone somewhere that uses old battered playing cards that can teach you how to do it.
Oh, that's nice to know.
And the feeling is that there's an apprenticeship. But when I say apprenticeship, usually when somebody takes an apprenticeship on board, it means that they haven't done that trade before. But for you, it's a refresher course.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if he's talking about in work or he's actually talking in divination, but I've got a feeling it's probably a bit of both. He also must have had a problem with his mouth or a mouthwash, because I'm tasting, he's given me a mouthwash or some reference. Was it his breath?
Is it onions? My grandfather used to eat raw onions and work garlic.
He's having the mouthwash, right, to cover the smell of the onions. Fine, that's fine. I just felt a mouthwash or something in my mouth to cover up a smell.
Well, do you know why he used that? To get rid of evil spirits, because they don't like onion or garlic.
Ah, so he's actually doing a cleansing for you then.
Yeah, he's not calling. Like, that's. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's all right. It's okay. It just makes perfect sense why I'm being given this symbolism. Now, I'm going to hand you to Mike to see if Mike has any additional information. Mike, are you there? Have you anything for Therese in New Jersey?
Yeah. Hi, Therese.
Hi. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Therese, I know that I've got, which I believe is a lady. Okay, that may be your grandmother, in fact. Not that I was listening too much to what Martha was saying, but I believe that this lady makes me aware that towards the end of her life, she kind of calmed right down, because I believe that she would have became almost silent, if you want, for better word, before she passed on to the spirit world. Because, you know, I kept my opinions to myself towards the end of my life. It was just my time to relax and to go home to the spirit world, and that's where she comes through to me. So do you understand that as your grandmother?
It could be my grandmother Teresa, a different, on my mother's side. Could it be her? Because my grandmother Teresa was very quiet and very, very reserved and just went with the flow. She wasn't...
That's the one I'm looking for, because I know this mission where she's very quiet towards the end of her life. I kept my opinion to myself and done what I needed to do and just... No, I was ready to go home to the spirit world, because right in her partner, your grandfather would have already been in the spirit world before your grandmother. Is that right?
My grandmother went last. Went first. My grandfather went last. My grandfather Frank went last. My grandmother Teresa went first.
Okay.
She went first.
Was there a difference between the patterns?
Well, her daughter died before my grandmother. My aunt Antonella, she died first, a tragic accident at birth.
Okay, well, now we're getting somewhere, because I believe that I need to say to you that, she's ready to go home to the spirit world, because she was going, in her opinion, she's going to go meet someone, going to be back with someone. So if it was her daughter that she was going to go be back with, then that's fine. It makes me aware that, you know, even though she didn't really believe in this way of life, that much, she knew about it. Does that make sense?
Yes, she was, my mother, my father's side was less spiritual and more practical. She, you know, she knew people died, but she wasn't, you know, she didn't.
Okay, well, this is what I have with me. So I have your other grandmother that's with me at the moment, okay? And she just comes into the vibration because, you know, she says to me that, you know, she sees things from a different light. Now that she's in the spirit world of it, okay, so let's see things on a different level there. And she makes her aware that since she's been with you of late, she's seen lots of things that come in and out of your life, and it's kind of like, I'll go this way, like a flash kind of photography is what I'm seeing. And I believe this is how it's been for you of late. It's only coming in bits and pieces, not all together, is that right?
Yes, I've been having visions of, like, me moving from this house. I've been having visions of, like, quick, like this. I'll look in my house and then something's missing, and then when I look back, it's there. Like, I kind of feel like off-centered, so I don't know if I'm just going crazy or there's some dramatic change happening with where I live or you know.
Crazy about. I really wouldn't say there's nothing crazy about it. What I would say to you that it's you're becoming more aware of your own energy, and aware of the spiritual energy. Okay? And what I want to say to you is, you know, you stick at it. I know it will take you on a lovely journey. Okay, will take you on a wonderful journey. Yes, I do see that things will change to do with the home, and yes, there is going to be a move around you. Okay, but not just yet. It's going to be a little while because I know that you're quite, I want to say content, but you would like to make a few changes of your home. Is that right?
Well, we were talking about, you know, I have three kids, and we were in the house just doesn't have enough bedrooms. We were thinking of making the house a little bigger, but money is a problem. But we also can't sell the home because the market is so low that we owe more than the money than the house is worth. So we were just, you know, going to stay here and maybe, you know, add a room over the garage or do something where we could afford to, you know, renovate a little but not, you know, kill the bank, you know, break the bank. And I've been getting a feeling like that's not happening, and we would have to move in with his mother, and that terrifies me because I definitely don't want to move in with my in-laws. It would be the divorce that would occur. I can't live there. She's negative, and I hope that's not what they're saying because it's very frightening to me.
Okay, because I want to see that there is a move, and it's a move for the better. Okay. It's not yet. It's a little while off. Okay. I want to say to you that we need to enjoy what's around us at the moment. And you know, I know that this may sound a little bit hypocritical of myself, maybe, but you know, we need to learn to enjoy what's around our lives, and then think later on of the change that's coming in. Okay. I want to say to you that you know, I do something settled for a while, settle for some time before there's any change comes into your life. So, you know, let's not worry about moving into the in-laws' home and everything else, because that just brings on the stress, makes you feel quite down and defeated. I want to bring the upliftment, I want to bring the encouragement to you, because your grandmother in the spirit world just wants to bring ease and comfort to your life at the moment, okay? Does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it does. I mean, now knowing that I have my grandparents around me and knowing that they would never, ever want anything, you know, uncomfortable for me to happen again. Because when we split, it was I had to really, you know, grow my feet again. If you know what I mean, I had to, and I that's when I started going back to my spirituality and started going back to feeling and smelling, you know, people or entities around me. I started, you know, that time away from him and having to grow up, but, you know, having to stand on my own, I realized how much I did miss the ability to feel and to sense and to just be in tune with spirit or God or, you know, whoever we believe in, but just in a higher power that is greater than us.
Can I just interrupt there, Therese? Because I've got a grandmother whittering in my ear, and she's saying things like, tell her that I'm with her, and she's saying, remember the herbs, and also you've got your figure back, girl, I see.
Yeah, I've been trying to work on me because some of these things that I'm seeing really do scare me because I don't want to lose my dad. I mean, I saw people dying, and I always never wanted to see that. That's part of visions I never wanted to see, you know, and I hope you're wrong.
What she's actually saying is that you've got to embrace what is you in its entirety, including what you see and what you feel. It's your package. It's what you it's what you are. And it's what you have to deal with.
Okay, so I have to be a big girl.
yeah, effectively.
No, just know that they will never let you down. Okay, the Spirit will never let you down. Every time, you know, I've been doing this a long time, the same as Matthew, 21 years for me, and you know, whatever the Spirit will have said that they will take care of someone, believe you me, they take care of them. And I know that your grandmother in the Spirit will be certainly doing just that there with you at the moment, okay, taking care of you. Know that she's always going to be there. She says to me that you see her every now and again, so you quite often see your grandmother, is that right?
Yeah, I do. I end up smelling like lilies or lilac, or I'll smell a cigar, and I know that's my grandfather. And lately, I've been smelling, which is weird, you know, Noxzema, the Noxzema, you know, white can, you know, to wash your face, the cleanser, you know, that white thing, Noxzema. My godmother used to wear that or use it to wash her face all the time. I've been smelling, I don't own it, I've been smelling that around the house. And then I'll hear someone or something say, like an old song from like Little Tony or something that my godmother used to play or my grandmother, you know, like old, you know, those little round records, those 45s or whatever. There are times where I just see them pop up on my daughter's wall where a picture frame was, and then I'll look back quickly and there's my daughter's picture again. But, you know, I...
Just prove to you continually that they are with you, okay? They're certainly never going to let you go. You know, and I'm glad that you've called in to show that, you know, this happened whatever your time zone is on, and that you'll be able to clarify things and clear a few things up there, and hopefully giving you encouragement to go forward. Because of what she says to me, even though that you did split up, you're better, stronger now than ever before. Okay, so I know that it's time for us to move onwards, move forward, and enjoy what's around us.
Yes, it's time to smell the roses, huh?
Yeah. Yes, Therese. Can we will leave you there, if that's okay. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you enjoy the rest of your... Yeah, you take care. You take care. Maybe you ring back in a few weeks and let us know how you're doing.
I will. And thank you for the confirmation that it's them and that things will be okay.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, Mike, we've got a good friend of ours. We both know this guy. He's been waiting on the line for quite a while, and I've been leaving him till towards the end of the show to actually bring him on, because we do actually both know this guy. So I'm going to bring Paul in. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Matt. How you doing? Hello, Mike.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I phoned earlier on to talk to you about what you were saying about ego. That's what I phoned in earlier on for.
Okay.
What it is, what I'm getting for you, and everybody else is saying the same thing, is, for example, for me, this is how I can explain it. I used to go to, like, little, like, mind you, people, places like Clairvoyant Nights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
People that run it done something so I leave. Done something wrong so they, like, I step away from that sort of crowd of people, but they can't be trusted.
Okay.
Other little things like that, with the people you go with, the same sort of people like us, like our circle is, I'm doing the circle, that's being pushed apart as well. For some reason, they push me away from the people are not like us, but they're not like us. And now I'm doubting everything I'm getting because... I don't know, it's something I'm asking for, I'm not getting it. You ask for it, they call it, you put it out there to the universe and stuff like that, you say this, this, and that, and nothing happens. The only thing I was speaking to Kerry this afternoon, the only thing I'm getting is, I ask for a parking space and I get one. And that is actually bizarre. Anywhere I go for a parking space, I get one. But anything else, and like I said, the people I'm socializing with, I'm been pulled away from them.
Okay.
And I've been speaking to other people the same. They doing the same thing. They are being pulled away.
It's part of the vibrational process, Paul. Because I can only speak from personal experience that in quite a few years ago, probably over 20 years ago, when I was actually pretty in my early days in this field, I found that friends, family, and even work colleagues were being pulled away from me, or I was pulling away from them. It's a vibrational change. It's what actually happens. It's a sign that you're actually growing in this field. And what tends to happen is it's a case of if a field is full of the wrong crop, how do you put the right crop in that field? You've got to first take that old crop away.
Right.
So it's a clearing out process. It's a cleansing process. It's what's basically happening is that what's been taken out of your life is what you no longer need. It can be a really painful process, but what you're being asked to do is to acknowledge that that is actually happening, and just to sit tight, because as far as I understand, all of a sudden the polarities will shift back around again.
Okay, that.
I don't know,
sense.
Mike. Yeah, Mike, have you had similar experiences?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, the people have come into my life and gone from my life, you know, within a flash. Others may have stayed there for years and then gone, you know. It's you know, Paul, if we can think on things on a level of like a rung of a ladder, okay, that we are on a certain rung of a ladder. Let's just say that we're on rung 3 of 10, okay. Now, we are linking with like-minded people on level 3. Now, when we move on to level 4, then we need a new level of people to understand us and for us to understand them. So there's like a shift of energy, shift of patterns, so we can get on to rung level 4. And so on and so forth until we get to the rung 10.
Gotcha.
So sometimes it's not that people just leave us or they get pushed away. It's the fact that it's like a development stage, you know. It's just like our spirit guides. And when we develop, our spirit guides will change with us and develop with us, okay? So you don't always have the same guide from the day you start to the day you finish. It forever evolves and changes. Because as we develop, the spirit will develop with us, and in comes new people, new guides, new helpers. And, you know, it's like that for the people that's in our physical lives. So when we move on from one thing to the next, then there's a new circle of people. I mean, obviously, you know me, Paul. I know you. You know Kerry. You know the whole situation with me. And, you know, not that I want to go into my personal life live on air, but, you know, when me and Kerry got together, there was a whole shift of pattern of people in my life and in Kerry's life. And now that we are together, that there's a new group of people that will come into our lives, together into our lives. And, you know, and then a few months down the line, there'll be another new group of people, because it's forever evolving. So, you know, I think, yes, you know, some people may fall by the wayside. Some people may think that they are better than what we are, and they feel, oh, I can do better than that. I'll just go on my own merry little way. Which is fine, you know, you have to sit back and think. You know, and there's a great little reading, and I'm sure I've quoted this to you before, and I know Kerry has found it and put it in the chat room many times. It's called People Come Into Our Lives for a Reason, a Season, or a Life. And that those words within that poem are so true. If someone's in your life for a reason, it's usually for a reason that you've expressed or a need. A lifetime thing is like a lifetime relationship. Things you must build upon to have that solid foundation. When you're in life, in people's lives for a season, then it's just because it's a seasonal thing, if you like, because we're developing. So, you know, it's a reason, season, or lifetime. And, you know, you find that some people stay in our lives no matter what. So, and before you became a spiritualist, you know, you probably had a group of friends. And now that you're developing your own mediumistic abilities, you probably find that a lot of them friends have disappeared in your life.
Yeah, they've all I know you mean. They were sort of friends, but... Hang on, how can I put it?
Acquaintances.
Yeah, they say they were spiritual, yeah? They say they had the gift and stuff like this. But after a period of time, that slip up, and you know they're not. You know, they do something that, one of them said he could hear, see, he couldn't. He lied. So,
yeah.
He slipped up, and he was pushed away, and I was pulled away, and the person who was running the churches, he couldn't be trusted. But we gave him the benefit of that, and something happened that made me realise even more, you don't want to be socialised with him because he can't be trusted. So you skip step away from that crowd, and so forth, you know what I mean? So
you know,
I don't want to be on my own.
Like,
you know what I mean? Have you listened to
all of the show when Gwyncy was on, and Gwyncy was talking about, you know, that in all walks of life, not just in the mediumistic land, but in all walks of life, there's good, there's bad in everything, you know. And of what I'm saying to you is, you know, if people, lie and be deceitful and cheat and everything else, you know, then that's their choice. We have choices in life to make. Now, if you choose to be on
a test for
what
future?
Depending on what category that we're talking about.
It's just a refocus, Paul. It's seriously, all it is it's just an adjustment, because we're all polarity beings, and you're putting out a different polarity now, so you're going to attract, and you're going to attract different people now, and you're also going to find you're going to be repelling other people. I mean, it honestly is just part and parcel of the spiritual process, so I wouldn't put too much attention onto it.
Yeah, no, it was a bit weird.
There's one thing I always say. If you were in my life, and now you've gone, you was only there for a reason, or a season, okay? And that reason being to give you something, or to show you this is not how things are done. You know, there was a great friend that was in my life for quite a long time, and now they are not in my life. And I know the reasoning behind it is to show me how you shouldn't treat people, how you shouldn't do things, how you shouldn't be in this life.
There you
go.
Gentlemen, we're less than about 4 minutes of the show left, so I'm going to have to sort of cut you short there, Paul, and thank you for calling in, and I hope you've got some insight from both me and Mike today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Paul. It was fantastic talking to you again, mate.
Yeah, thank you for letting me on the show again. Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you, Paul.
So, Mike, we're down to about just under 3.5 minutes. It's been awesome having you on the show.
Time flies, Matthew. It really does, doesn't it?
It does. Mike Davis, everyone.
Wow, I had the round of applause.
That's right, that's the round of applause that goes on the other show, and I didn't want to sort of titillate this show too much, and I thought I would wait and give you your applause at the end.
Well, thank you very much, Matt. It was a nice honour to have that applause. Let's just do it one more time.
Okay. Hang on a minute, if it wants to, it won't do it. Can you? Yeah, there you go. No, the rubber band behind the audience had snapped, so I had to wait till I'd be able to refasten it. So,
no problem at all, Mike.
So, do you want to just give everybody an idea, Mike, where they can find more information about you? You want to do your plug?
Okay, well, I imagine lots of people would already know how to find me. It's Mike Davis Medium on Facebook. Search for me via MikeDavisMedium.com or even through this very own show, Mike Spirit FM. My regular show is on a Sunday, the same as yours is on a Monday, Matthew. And just type into Google, Mike Spirit FM, and it'll come up.
Who's your next guest?
Oh, you know, you've put me on the spotlight.
Because I don't know who my next guest is. I mean, I'm thinking not next week, the week after now. I've got some organising to do, but... We will obviously let people know on Facebook, won't we?
Well, you know, I kind of leave mine as a surprise.
Mystery guest, yeah. I had a good mystery guest on today with Gwyncy. That was a mystery and a surprise to me as well.
It was indeed.
Awesome. So we're going to sort of have to finish the show here, Mike. I know we can talk for Britain, as they say.
Yes, we can.
I'm going to thank you once again, Mike, for being on the show.
The pleasure's all mine, Matthew.
And I am basically going to be hopefully here this same time, same place next week. If not, it will be Mike who will be Kerry who will be the host next week, because I will actually be in Melbourne next week. So until then, same time, same place. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening into the show.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.